All right, nice to have you back with us. We're enjoying the show this morning. If you missed any of these segments, even my open when I dealt with a lot of the issues around the Giants, Raf has got it on my podcast page at KMBR or loveofthegameproductions.com. All right, updates on the grandchildren are all listening today. Lolly wants to be referred to as Alana now because she's a big girl now. All right, Noah's there too. Bonnie is listening. And I'm enjoying being here, and I'm going to be home pretty soon. Kerry Crowley joins us. He is the beat writer for the Bay Area News Group, covers the Giants, does a great job. Kerry, how are you?
Excellent, Marty. How are you?
Good to see you.
Good to see you. You know, it's Scottsdale. It's spring training. My favorite time of year.
Got a new shirt on today.
I do.
Bright blue.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that Lululemon sponsorship, so.
Did you get any heat from anyone about the blue?
You know, Henry and Bags are wearing shorts today, so they're the ones who have to take the heat.
Again, not a good image. The Henry images are not good when we start dealing with Henry. Henry Schulman of the Chronicle. Hey, Hunter Pence, Carmen and you were there. Carmen, thanks for getting some sound. We'll see if Raf can get that on. But what was it like seeing Pence?
Oh, it was great to see Hunter. And he's so happy right now with the opportunity that he's got to go play for the Texas Rangers, his hometown team. He said that he grew up 15 minutes from the ballpark in Arlington and he'll have the opportunity to live out his dream and play there in its final season if he makes this team. And so he's not quite the leader in the clubhouse in the Rangers organization that he was in San Francisco. He said he's there to listen, to be a good teammate, and to support everyone there. But you look at Hunter and you see a guy who's very determined to make that team. And I don't think that anyone in San Francisco who's watched him through the years would ever count him out.
Well, 2-for-9, it looks like. He's hitting .222. Carmen gave me the lineup before. Will he make this team? What do you think? Do you know enough about the Rangers to...
I honestly don't know enough about the Rangers. I do know that they don't have a very solid outfield situation and that they're not really contending in the American League. So it depends on, do they want to go with the youth movement and give younger players opportunities, or do they want a veteran in the clubhouse to be a fourth or fifth outfielder? Because if you're going to do that, he's as solid of a candidate as you'll probably find.
You know, it's funny, Kerry Crowley with us. We love having Kerry on every weekend. Sandoval is interesting to me. Number one, he's playing today, hitting left-handed against a lefty for San Diego because he's got that slight muscle pull on the left side. But he is a real leader in this clubhouse. And Rene Rivera, probably don't have time to get him on today. And you talked to Rene Rivera, great guy.
Oh,
right?
excellent guy.
And I think he's going to make the team.
As do I.
I really think he will. But Sandoval kind of recruited Rivera, Parra, Solarte, and they all work out together, and Derek Rodriguez as well. And Sandoval is kind of the head of the little group. He is a very important part of this clubhouse, and I'm going to ask you if you agree or disagree with me. It's a quiet clubhouse. You know, you got Crawford, Posey. They don't say anything. Panic, then nothing. You know, Bumgarner, good luck. And then you get Sandoval, who has life. I think he gets on the team for that reason.
Well, I agree, and Marty, when you talk about Pablo Sandoval's impact on the clubhouse, I go back to 2017 when the Giants were in the midst of a miserable 98-loss season, and the clubhouse felt like you were going to a funeral home every day. Yeah. In June and July, they were already out of it. It was a terrible situation for most of the players who'd been accustomed to competing for division titles and World Series for much of their career, and they go out and they acquire Pablo Sandoval, which at the time was a very controversial decision for Bobby Evans to bring him back to the organization in light of the comments that Sandoval made when he signed with the Red Sox ahead of the 2015 season. And from day one, he showed up and was the Pablo of old. He was loud. He was expressive in the clubhouse. He wanted to create a loose environment. And I think that really changed things and made players feel more comfortable being themselves. And so when you're in this situation where you're ushering in new young players, where you're trying to give Derek Rodriguez, Andrew Suarez, Steven Duggar opportunities, he's also in the clubhouse trying to give them the comfort level where they can have their own voice and they can grow into themselves, where they don't have to be intimidated by the veterans that are in there. He makes the environment very welcoming, and I think that you can't really understate that. And Bruce Bochy has talked about the importance of it and the significance of having Pablo around.
Yeah, I agree with you, and I think that saves his position because there's a lot of competition. You know, people ask me, what's the competition? Well, Hanser Alberto is gone,
yes,
unless he comes back next week.
Well, you know,
but you still
waiver
got,
claim.
You still got Solano, Valera, you got Hanson, you got Solarte, you got that crowd, you got Maben in the outfield, you got Slater to deal with, you've got four catchers around. But Sandoval's spot, I think, is secure.
Yeah,
I really do.
It's going to be interesting just because they've got other guys who play multiple positions now, and Jan Solarte and Alan Hansen. And so how can Pablo make himself different from these guys? How can he prove that he adds value to the team? Because in a Farhan organization, yeah, you need value. You need to be able to add something different. And, you know, it's going to be a roster crunch at the end of the spring, but Pablo's a guy that you want to have around if you're going to prioritize versatility.
I think so. I really do. He's playing third today, by the way, against the Padres. Kerry Crowley with us. The other one I'll touch on with you is Tyler Beede. And Carmen talked about him last night, and we sat behind home plate watching the Tyler Beede with the curveball 97, and Bruce Jenkins talked about him just recently. Can he force his way onto this staff out of spring training?
Out of spring training?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think so. April 15th, he absolutely can force his way in. I think that if you have minor league options and you haven't proven yourself quite yet at the major league level, you're going to start with the Sacramento River Cats. I just think that that's the reality of the situation. Maybe if they need another right-hander in the bullpen and they don't want to stretch Beede out as a starter and they're really going for it at the beginning of the year, then they do it. But I think they'll send him down to AAA, give him two starts, and if he shows the flashes of potential that he's shown so far in spring training, then I think he's up in the major league making a start for this Giants club and having the opportunity to be in this rotation, because they're going to bring guys in and out of the rotation all season. It's a matter of who can stick and who can provide the most consistency, and that's what Beede hasn't done in his career yet.
I'm going to give you another name from last night, Nick Vincent.
Nick Vincent.
Now, nobody knows him.
No.
I mean, he came from Seattle. He was another late season. Is he on the 40-man, by the way?
He is not on the 40-man.
Okay,
he's a minor league guy.
But he's been a major league relief pitcher.
7 years.
Yes, and I talked to him. I'm going to get him on next week. But he put two on last night, the side, and I'm not sure he threw over 86 or 87. I'm saying, come on, Nick, let me see the heat. But he had a devastating breaking ball. And
so Nick Vincent, to me, is the poster child of Major League Baseball's labor relations issues and why players are speaking out about free agency, because he's a guy who has a career ERA of like 3.19. He strikes out a batter an inning, and he's been successful at the Major League level for 7 seasons in a row, model of consistency. He comes and he's a free agent this offseason, and he can't find a deal. He can't find a major league team that wants to give him a 40-man roster spot. And Marty, this is a guy who could be pitching the seventh inning all season for the Giants. He's that good. He's a talent.
He's going to be in the big leagues.
Yeah, absolutely. And so even if there's a one-year deal, teams aren't willing to give that. And so to me, Nick Vincent is kind of the guy that players need to point to and say, why didn't he get a better look? Why aren't teams valuing what he brings to the table? And I think the Giants have an absolute steal in him.
Boy, interesting. Good to talk to you. We have a lot going on now.
A lot.
You know, it's sort of the engine is cooking and it's starting to move a little bit here.
The mosaic is taking shape. It's early. It's early, but we like what we see.
Yeah. There's some pictures in the mosaic that I didn't expect. There's some things going on in the mosaic that are a little disturbing.
Of course.
I will tell you that.
Course.
But I dealt with that earlier in the show, and we'll talk about that tomorrow, the next day. The team itself, I like the team itself. There's a kid pitching today, Kavius Simpson.
Sampson. Yes.
Born in Gainesville, Florida.
Yeah.
He's a Gator.
Look at that, Marty.
And he grew up in Ocala. And he led the Korean League in strikeouts last year. He will pitch today. He's been with the Reds. He throws an outstanding heater, like they like to say, but he walks people. How about this kid today? This is someone, it is another Farhan pickup, throws 95, 97.
Yeah. It's interesting, a guy like Sampson, because you mentioned he's got his flaw. He walks people. Yeah. But the Giants are they're accumulating flawed players, maybe players that didn't work in one organization or another due to certain reasons, and they're saying, okay, come to San Francisco. We'll send you to AAA. We'll send you to AA. We'll fix you. We'll give you an opportunity to show what you can do, and if you take the opportunity that's here, you'll be pitching in the major leagues, because they're going to cycle through 20, 30 relievers this season. We're
incredible.
Not going to see the same 4 to 5 guys.
Incredible.
Carlos Navas last night, the guy who got the save, throws 93, told me this morning he usually gets up to 95, 96. He said he's just warming up this spring. He looks great.
I like it.
Never pitched above AA, but another Farhan, Jeremy Shelley type addition.
It's funny. It's March 2nd. It feels like about March 25th.
Yeah.
doesn't it? But we have a whole month to go, but all of a sudden we're like, we're judging things already.
This is day 22 in a row of work for me, Marty, and it feels like it's April 25th.
And me.
Yeah. Oh, I know. We're here. I know. You're here every day.
We're here every day.
Every day. You beat me to the park.
Yeah, absolutely.
You get good sleep.
I get up early. Well, you're out. How'd Carmen do today at the Pence press conference?
Carmen was the superstar of the Pence press conference.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Did she ask anything?
She asked the best questions.
Oh, very good. Very good. All right. Hey, Kerry, thanks. We kid with you, but I appreciate having you on as always. We'll see you tomorrow out at Salt River.
Good to see you, Marty.
Good to see you. Kerry Crowley, we created a monster. More coming up right after this.